Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I'll tell you who was really excited with that win, in addition to the, you know, typical 5 to 10 million Eagles fans. The guy who won tickets on our show on Friday, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. Right, Rhea? I mean, this guy on Friday,
yeah.
He listens all week last week. We give away tickets courtesy of NovaCare prior to every Eagles home game. He scoops and scores.
And those tickets are very good. He's in the stands down low. So he had an up-close view.
He can always say, I was at the Jordan Davis
sure
field goal game for the rest of his life.
And you know what he can also say, Seltzer? He got him on our program.
Damn straight.
That's right. All right, so let's talk more Eagles. It was a thrilling victory, obviously, yesterday. Dr. Mark Schwartz was also there. He's an orthopedic surgeon with Burlington County, orthopedic specialist in Mount Laurel. Great doc. And with us right now with the injury report. Good morning, Dr. Schwartz.
Good morning. What a game.
I was there with Rhea
yesterday, and that was a tale of two cities. The first half was horrible, and the second half was a miracle.
Boy, you are not kidding. Has your heart recovered?
My heart is still recovering from 2004, from the 4th-and-26 play.
That's pretty good. Yeah, January of 04. All right, Doc, let's get to it here. Let's start with Lane Johnson, Stinger. So sometimes guys have to come out. Sometimes they stay in. I know it's extremely painful. John's talked a lot about it through the years. What would be your sense after a stinger keeps him out, neck area, from, you know, almost the entire game, your sense for Lane Johnson next week?
Well, what a burner or a stinger is, they're interchangeable, those terms, is when the nerves come out of the neck and then go down the arm, and they form what we call a plexus, like a large cable of intertwining nerves. And what a burner or stinger actually is when the head goes in one direction and the arm and the shoulder goes in the opposite direction, and these nerves get stretched. And almost like a short circuit, they present with electrical shocks down the arm, sometimes a little weakness,
burning
pain.
Heat.
Burning pain. And the rule of thumb is that as long as the symptoms are present, you don't go back in the game. So so usually these resolve in a couple minutes. Sometimes they resolve, you know, in a couple hours, and sometimes, worst case scenario, it can take a couple days.
Well, look at Jordan. Resolve, Jordan Howard. It derailed his career. He was a good running back. He was here briefly, you know, a little bit with the Eagles, but it completely derailed his career. I mean, it can get serious sometimes.
Doc, has the treatment of stingers become more stringent since the increased concussion awareness has also, you know, just increased layer of protection for the players? When that was put into place for the concussion stuff, did that also, because this is sort of a head and neck based injury, did it also, was there also an uptick in the way that they treat stingers with more respect? Because it does feel like this is something once upon a time, everyone's getting them and you're just like, hey, just rub dirt on it, spit on it and go back in there. It feels like they treat it with more respect now.
Yeah, they definitely do, because you don't know the full effects of recurrent stingers sometimes. Usually what they try to do is sometimes they'll put a neck roll collar on to your pads, or actually put an extra layer of padding under the pads called a spider pad to try to limit
cowboy collars.
Yes, limit this excursion. It's very common in football. It's the most common in football. It's most very common in linemen and with tackling. Now that we have the results, now that we have the ability to do MRIs, which we didn't have many, many years ago, patients or players who get recurrent burners or stingers sometimes do get MRIs just to make sure there's no congenital narrowing of the spinal canal.
Foraminal
stenosis, which can be potentially a career-ending congenital problem if need be.
All right, so, Doc, a lot of other stuff to get to here. Let's get to Adoree Jackson. Groin, not good for a corner, obviously. Your thoughts on his availability next week based on the fact that he came out of this game?
Well, groin injuries are tough injuries. They're almost equated to hamstring-type injuries, and they occur because of, like, when the quarterback, there's a lot of quick lateral movements, and that puts a lot of stress on the muscles around the groin, particularly what we call the adductor muscles.
Yep.
And depending on, again, I don't have too much information other than that he came out of the game for it. If it's a grade one type injury, which is a mild injury, these usually recover, you know, within a week or two. A moderate or grade two can take 4 to 6 weeks. And if it's complete tear where it's literally pulled off the bone, that could be a 3 to 6 month injury. Yeah. I don't think it's a grade three. I think we're looking at somewhere between 2 and 6 weeks.
We're looking at a lot more Jacorian Bennett.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So I guess we won't talk about Jalen Carter, basically, from what we understand, has stinger issues also, and that's why he's holding his wrist, Doc. Is that what you understand?
I think so. I think he heard it during the Kansas City game, I think tackling during a tackle. And he seems to be, like, moving his wrist and holding it. I was watching him during the game yesterday. He's not wearing any real, like, splint or didn't see any heavy taping.
No.
So one of the things you can think about, is it just a recurrent stinger that's causing it?
Yep.
Or does he have a wrist sprain that, you know, that keeps nagging him? But it's certainly not keeping him from playing.
So we're playing the Bucks this week. Mike Evans, once again, soft tissue stuff has really been an issue for him. He had a hamstring injury the fourth quarter of their win over the Jets yesterday. This is probably a good thing for Eagles fans, in your opinion, a hamstring for a guy that's had to deal with these repeatedly. How likely is it that he'll be able to get back out there on the field this week?
Well, getting out there and playing to his full potential are two different things. Again, if it's a mild hamstring strain, he may be back in. But if it's more than a mild strain, he may not play. These hamstrings are similar to groins. Mm. They can take anywhere from 2 weeks for a mild one or longer. You know, we see Trey Turner with recurrent hamstring strain. He's out at 4 or 6 week slots at a time when he had these. So They're nagging injuries, and they're just hard to treat other than a lot of rehab.
Yeah, and really bad for a receiver because he's got to open it up. Receivers and corners, that's a bad injury for that position. Hey, Doc, great report. I'm glad you're at the game and got to enjoy it yesterday hanging with Ray and the crew. Go Birds, great report. Let me remind everybody, Dr. Mark Schwartz, an orthopedic surgeon with Burlington County Orthopedic Specialist in Mount Laurel. For more information on his practice and to get in there for Dr. Schwartz, get to burlingtoncountyortho.com. Thanks, Dr. Schwartz.
Thanks, guys. My week starts off with a win, and the rest of the week goes smoothly.
All right, well done. Thanks, Doc.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, just no. I mean, the simple answer is no. I've never seen anything like it. We've seen some incredible victories. And this one's up there, guys. It's not, for me, Miracle in the Meadowlands Part 4, the one with Deshaun and Vic and that. But this is high on the list for improbable just overall comebacks, not to mention final play moments. I mean, I wasn't even mad at Jordan Davis for running afterwards. Like, normally I'd be like, fall down! Guarantee that you win the game. I don't care. I don't care. A scoop and score, man.
Nobody cares.
I was going to catch it. And by the way, think about the 18 miles an hour for a second. I want everyone to think about this. So for those that run on treadmills, and I do sometimes, you know, like there's a certain speed where, and for me it's around 10 or 11, where I don't want, and first of all, I can't go much faster than that. And I don't want to try to go much faster than that because it can get a little dangerous. You feel like you take one bad step, you're going to freaking fall off that thing and break your body. I mean, imagine cranking it up to an 18 on a treadmill. Are you freaking kidding me?
No, it's 330
pounds?
No, that's the insane
Rhea, what do you get to on a treadmill?
Oh, God, it's been a long time. Treadmills are a little too hard on my...
James, what would you get
to? Bad knee.
What would you get? When's the last time you did a treadmill?
Not in a while. I usually do elliptical type stuff. Never 18?
No.
I can't imagine going 18. I can't imagine doing 18 at any point in my life.
I don't know that they make treadmills that go 18. Why would they?
Yeah, maybe they don't. When I heard the 18 mile an hour thing, I was like, let me make sure I can translate this for everyone listening. Like, because maybe you don't realize, like, that's what the 18 on the treadmill is. It's 18 miles an hour. Ridiculous.
Asked Saquon about it after the game, like, if he could be a running back. He kind of laughed, and then they said to him, you know, he was running 18 miles an hour, and he goes, really?
Yeah.
Even Saquon was surprised.
Give it to him on the goal line if Jalen gets hurt. You know, forget to give it to Mulata thing. Give it to Jordan Davis. All right. So, look, awesome. Awesome win. Obviously, funky first half, to say the least, and funky is being polite. We could use a different word to describe, different F word to describe the first half. But, man, they've got heart. They've got heart. They battle. They've got focus and resolve. And they found a way to win a game that they just about had no business winning. So credit to the Eagles. Now, listen, it's a heavy day also with the Bernie Parent reality. It's a very sad situation with Bernie having passed away. One of our favorites ever in Philly sports, and that, to me, and I think to millions of us, is on a double front. Bernie the player, Bernie the person. And he was just really special. I mean, he was really, really special. So we will continue to, you know, field your phone calls as you pay tribute to Bernie Parent. And let's also remind you the Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Poll question back to Friday night and what Castellanos said after the game. We ask you, are you annoyed with what Nick Castellanos said after the game Friday night? A, yes, B, no. James, summarize it if you could quickly. How would you put it into 15 seconds to explain to people if they missed it?
Yeah, so basically, you know, Nick had the big homer, the 250th of his career.
And
so
congrats.
It was good.
That's a good,
so he's, you know, talking after the player of the game, all that stuff, and, you know, asked, obviously, at times about the you know, not being a full-time player and all that. And he just, a lot of surly answers, like, you know, one word answers.
How's
and then
it feel? Feels good.
And then ultimately gets to the point where they talked about the communication with Rob Thompson. And he basically said, like, I don't know why you think he's a good communicator, essentially paraphrasing, like, doesn't communicate well with me, essentially.
And I don't know anybody that believes him.
And it was so unnecessary. Yeah. Like there's such an easy way to answer that question and just move forward, you know. But he had to look at the way
AJ Brown handled what obviously had to be frustrating the first 2 weeks and even the first 2.5 games
and the first half.
That's what I'm saying. First two and a half games and the way he answered questions and he acted like a pro. And then juxtapose that with Nick Castellanos not acting like a pro. It's really, look, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds of the Castellanos-Phillies thing because, frankly, it is, at best, a third topic on our show today. Maybe later in the week we get there. But, like, it's not cool. It's just not. All right, what is cool is the way the Eagles played in the second half. What is cool is the way Bernie Parent lived. And we honor his legacy. We'll talk to Ray Dittinger in a half an hour on both topics, obviously. Ray knew Bernie really, really well. And to say the least, Ray knows the Eagles. So this is This is an all-time Eagles regular season victory. It is, both because of the comeback and because of the final play. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
Sad to learn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Turn of Bernie, only the Lord saved more than Bernie, yeah. And now the Lord has saved Bernie. I do have a quick Bernie story. My father, when I was growing up, my father was an executive at Tasty Cake, and Tasty Cake was a sponsor of the Flyers. And this was post Bernie retirement, but phone rings. I'm the teenager. Phone rings in the house one random day. I pick up the phone, and it's a guy with a French Canadian accent asking for my dad. And I'm like, can I ask who's calling? He said, tell him it's Bernie Perron. And I thought it was a joke. And I found my dad like, Dad, is Bernie Perron really on the phone for you? And he said, oh, yeah. I guess Bernie was an executive with the Flyers, and they talked for some reason a lot. So
I'm sure it's a thrill for you and a shock for you. Look, Ken, you know, I didn't know him in and out to the greatest degree, but I knew him enough to know he was a great guy. I mean, he made you feel special. He had that thing Darren Dalton had. He had that ability in a conversation, whether it was short or long, to make you feel special. That's a real gift, man. He was really a special human.
Yeah, we were fortunate to have him here. So
yeah.
So on you, obviously, Jordan Davis. I think I talked a little bit about Jordan Davis last week on Bad to the Bone or after Bad to the Bone, but. He's playing, he obviously is the most dominant interior defensive lineman the Eagles have right now. That includes Jalen Carter. And obviously we're all feeling kind of giddy about what we witnessed yesterday right now. But when the dust settles, I don't understand how Matt Pryor wound up being the first tackle off the bench to back up Lane Johnson when Howie specifically went out and traded to get Fred Johnson.
Very bizarre, Ken. I thought there was two really ultra bizarre coaching things yesterday. One was that.
And the timeout. Nonsensical.
Which if Sirianni doesn't get asked about the timeout in the press conference today, obviously we'll ask him tomorrow. Why'd you call the timeout? I mean, it almost won the game for the other team.
Matt Pryor has been around here for quite a long time.
And they've cut him repeatedly.
With Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah.
But that's the only explanation that I can think of for why he would be inserted.
What Fred Johnson said, and we don't know if it's true or not, but what he said was he has not worked at right tackle at all, that he had only worked at left tackle, still working through the playbook, and that was the reason they went to Pryor first.
That's the reason.
So that's the explanation that was given for what it's worth.
No, there's no explanation why it went on so long. I mean, they
so what would you say about
8 snaps, but they waited until Jalen got killed.
2 series? 3 series?
Yeah. But, I mean, literally, Jalen nearly got killed.
Yeah.
And then
Ken, at least that is an explanation. I mean, if they didn't, because, you know, some guys are more one side than the other. And, okay, I buy that. All right, Ken, good phone call right there. Let's get to the Bad of the Bone Award. When they lose, it's blame balls. When they win, it's game balls. Oh, boy, do we have some game balls to give out today. Reminder, this week we'll be talking about this game with all of our guests. That'll include Jason Kelce on Thursday, Nick Sirianni tomorrow, Ray Diddy and Seth today. I mean, we got this unbelievable lineup of guests. So a lot up ahead this week to celebrate the now 3-0 Eagles. So game balls, bat of the bone award, badass, if you will. John Ritchie always with the easiest because it's the first. John Ritchie, game ball to who?
I'm going to give it to Jalen Hurts this week. Jalen sort of took the offense by the reins.
Yeah, sure did.
In the second half. And I don't know, maybe no one has the ability to really put their finger on exactly what the perfect mix of ingredients right. were, but things came together. The offense coalesced this week, and they got in rhythm, and it's the play caller, and it's Jalen, and it's the receivers, and it's the offensive line, and the backs, and everyone. It's not just Jalen.
No question.
But he ended up having a really nice second half in terms of, you know, airing the ball out, and I do think that this will keep the accusations at bay for at least a week.
I thought it might have been the best half he ever played. It's hard to remember them all. I think maybe the best he ever played was in the Super Bowl 57 when they lost, other than when he dropped the ball. This was up there. This was Jalen for 30 minutes. Pretty much at his best. James, what do you got there?
Yeah, Jalen, just to close the loop on that, 17 for 24, 209, three touchdowns in the second half.
And I mean, by the way, James, you know what was part of unlocking it? Design runs.
Yeah, all of it.
We talked about that last week.
We did. Like, yeah.
It's an important ingredient to help the passing game and the running game and first downs.
And they were more than just pull read runs. They were more than just scrambles. You know, like you say.
That's what I'm saying. Design runs.
When you say design, I loved some of what they did. And we've seen it in previous seasons too, where you end up having a guy leading out on the force player, like the guy, the edge, the secondary player.
Yeah.
A defense, like a tight end who gets that guy. But then you've got an escort.
Yep.
Like, you've got a tight end escort for Jalen. You can see that he was designed to carry that ball. You've got guards pulling for him, that sort of thing. Those plays showed up
clearly
yesterday,
the offense,
and they really did make an impact.
Offense is clearly at its best when they sprinkle the design runs in. It puts them on a different level. All right, Seltzer, Bat of the Bone Award, what do you got?
All right, so I would normally pick the most obvious person, but I talked to Rhea, and I'm giving it to her as a present because I love Rhea, and I know how desperately she wants to take him, but he deserves it. But I'll give I think there are three, there's a bunch of guys, but the three top ones, I think it's Jalen, who Rhea's going to take, and A.J. Brown. I mean, for him to go through all that he's gone through already this season, he's handled it like such a pro. And Nick Sirianni got a lot of crap for giving him credit for like hanging in that first game and making that big catch. But like, that's what this guy does. He plays hard, he works hard, and then when the ball comes his way, he makes plays. And that he was 6 for 109. It felt like 6 for 1,009. Like, he took every play and was like running angry and making plays. It was awesome. He was so great.
Incredible. He's an amazing player. All right, Rhea, it's as ripe as could be.
I text Joe also last night, and I said, I'm staking my claim, since I was thrilled when they picked up his option. But
as was I, for what it's worth.
Yeah, no, and James
this
too.
Side
James
of the show was pro.
And Ed from Phoenixville, I think that's all we had on our group. But what he's done the whole season, the fact that the conditioning he's gotten to has allowed him to play in games, be in on the last play of a game and run 61 yards. Yeah. I mean, what he did, you know, the numbers are, you know, the two block field in on the other one with Jalen. He had a tackle for a loss, a quarterback hit. He had the sack. I mean, he was just, he's been a pleasure to watch this
year. Well, he has. And listen, here's what I'll say about Jordan Davis and the rest of his life as it relates to this season and the economics of this sport. It is possible. Someone got to him in the offseason and said, dude, listen to me.
Yeah.
If you get in shape, you can make $100 million and completely change everything for the next 60 years of your life. And if you don't, you're going to make about $20 million and you might be out of the league in about 4 years. Like, that, those are your choices. Not that there's anything wrong with $20 million, but like, there's natural talent in there. We knew it.
There's family changing money.
Oh,
for generations.
Yeah, you can affect the 2,200s.
Yes.
Like, so God bless him. He got in shape, and it's the best ball he's played. All right, so I think it's pretty clear those are the top three. I knew I was going to be in this spot where it's like, all right, where am I going? Bat of the Bone Award for absolute excellence yesterday. I got to give to the Eagles kick returners. No.
Stop it.
Can you imagine five times dropping the ball? You know what? Well, actually, he comes under the microscope in some negative. I'm gonna give him bad of the bone award because they always fight, and it's Sirianni. And I want to be very clear. I can't wait to talk to him tomorrow to find out why did you call that timeout? Like, and it wasn't. You can't say it was because they had the wrong personnel in the field because it was right after the play. So, you know, like, I truly don't know why he called that timeout. It gave the other team about an extra 7 yards. It made what would have been about a 50-yard field goal, like a, 43-yard field goal. Like, it almost cost them the game. And there's other negatives on Sirianni yesterday. I mean, the first half is completely bizarre. But here's the thing we got to all acknowledge, and I think people do, after now 4 years and 3 games. His teams play hard. Man, they fight. And they never, ever give up. They don't give up. So I want to give Sirianni the game ball for that aspect, that his teams dig down. I think it primarily comes from Nick and Jalen Hurts, and it's an incredibly admirable trait. So congrats to all of them. Bad of the Bone Award. All right, 215.
An honorable mention, Fred Johnson.
An honorable mention, Fred Johnson, for sure. 2-1, you're right, James. 215-592-9494. All right, let's listen to Jordan Davis, Eagles 1. Matter of fact, let's listen to the final play of the game. Final play of the game, as called by Merrill here on WIP. Then we'll get to what Jordan Davis said about it. Let's listen to the block field goal.
Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, game over. Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks. Win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
Well, unbelievable. I mean, listen, it's an all-time regular season victory. It doesn't have the implications of a final regular season game and you make the playoffs. So to me, it's not, you know, 44-6 over Dallas. Nor is it Miracle in the Meadowlands Part 4, Deshaun, you know, in 2010. But it's up there, man. My lifetime, this is a top, you know, 5-7 regular season game that I can think of where, really on two fronts. One, that you just almost can barely believe they were in the game at the end because they were so out of it in the second quarter, early third. And then two, you know, to win a game on a walk-off, you know, block field goals is crazy. Let's listen to Jordan Davis. Soon after that block kick, he talked to Mike Garafolo on the field, NFL Network, WIP along Mike Garafolo, catching up with the big guy.
Jordan, what a day, man. Take me through that last block of return.
You know, it just comes down to the basics, the details. We knew he was going short or low. We just had to get our hands up. We had great push from our guys, D-tackle room. At the end of the day, ball's on the ground, scoop and score. We practice it every Thursday. Gotta do it.
You blocked it. Jalen blocked the other one, which deflected off your arm. I mean, two block field goals in a game. How does that happen?
It just goes out to the pace.
Look out!
Come on! What the f*** talking about?
Look, man. That's a lot of human being right there. And then we talked about you coming in great shape, being able to play more. How about running all the way with that football? That was all that extra weight you took off.
Look, man, I ain't ran that fast since my 40, so. But I'm glad I got a touchdown, man.
Hey, congratulations. Great start to the season. Yes, another win. Appreciate Go celebrate.
About to.
Unbelievable. Look, we're going to get some audio of A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, some of what they said after the game, plus the Merrill montage coming up in the next few minutes, plus Ray Diddy at 7:55.
I'm telling you, there's nothing that says we can't come to expect that to happen again. Yesterday around the league, we saw field goals blocked, a lot of field goals blocked for different reasons. We saw one off the edge. We saw a guy for the Jets actually jump over the center without touching him at all, which was incredible.
It is.
But what he did yesterday, what Jordan Davis did yesterday, was essentially he and Jalen Carter were lined up to the left of the snapper.
Yep.
And they sort of just both blasted that guard guy, which, I mean, awesome job of removing him. But Jordan Davis he's like 6'7".
Well, and
he's got a massive reach.
Right.
He has incredible explosiveness, and he's next to a guy who is accustomed to taking on two and three guys every single snap. Now he's helping you at, you know, your 350 pounds, forklift a guy out of that gap.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a gap. I mean, you're just removing that dude, running him over. And Jordan Davis is instantly at 6'7", with his arms up outstretched. He's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, look,
it's a great thing to assume we can repeat, because he and Jalen can continue to dominate physically one guard
that. I'm with you on all that, with one and that needs to be said. And it helps when the opposing kicker kicks it low.
Low trajectory.
I mean,
that
guy was almost the player of the game. Their kicker was really close to being the player of the game with his field goals and his kickoffs, and he completely blew it at the end.
Player of the game, but this, anytime it's a long field goal, the trajectory is always going
to
be lower.
But he screwed it up. All right, let's go to the phones. Drew in Westchester. Drew, what a day.
Sean McVay can kiss my ass. Good morning to the Philadelphia Eagles. How we doing, folks?
We're doing great, Drew.
Offensive wizard settles for field goals.
Nick Sirianni, 4-0 versus McVay.
Stafford, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Sarcasm all around. Just want to be clear. Boy. And by the way, Drew, Stafford should have won that game. If he completes a couple of those, you know, three, four, five passes that he should have, they do win the game. He misfired. It opened the door. It led to field goals. It led to punts. It all led to a possible comeback, and they seized the day. Incredible.
Stafford and Boy Genius both had a rough day. Joe, I just want to build on your Sirianni point for a second, and then just give some love to a player too. I got a fun factoid here. So this is the third time. This is the third time in 5 years the Eagles have started 3-0 under Nick. Did you know Andy, Chip and Doug combined 22 seasons. They did it three times all combined.
Wow.
And Nick's done it three times in 5 years.
That's amazing.
Like we are just in a new, standard of Eagles football right now. Like they're 11-2 in one possession games going back to last year. Like this team just figures it out.
It's this way of playing too. We are conservative, so we don't make the mistakes that beat yourself.
Listen, Sirianni and Hurts have a unique ability to manage a game. Now, the irony is I thought Sirianni had some missteps yesterday, to say the least, but they still found a way.
And I just got to – I know we didn't get mentioned in game balls, but I just got to give some love to Devontae. You know, that fourth down play, it looks to me like, coverage is obviously shaded to A.J. Like the Rams think the ball's going to A.J., and that's why you invest in, another – our receiver.
Well, also, also credit to Hurts on that one, because look, you don't have a ton of time. You don't have a ton of space. So that's one of those ones where you got to get it out pretty quick. And he knew where he was going. I mean, it was a quick survey and bang. And that was a great job by Jalen Hurts. Look, the announcer's saying get the ball to AJ. AJ is on the other side, and that's a very tempting thing. But he knew he had Devontae. He knew where he had him. Devontae won the route. Jalen threw it right there. That was excellent offensive football.
Great decision. Great route.
Yep.
Just two winning players. And look, obviously we got a lot of stuff we need to work on. But I'm hoping yesterday, built some confidence for Petullo. I thought, he started to mix in a couple more, creative things, even like the fourth down call on the first drive where they were too far for a tush push. So man, 3-0 just feels so much better than 2-1. And let's just keep building here.
No, no question. Drew, good call. All right, let's listen to AJ Brown. Clearly he wants him to build, and you can tell he wants him to do, some stuff differently. Look, this is going to be a week of a lot of positivity, but clearly they do have to unlock whatever the heck is tripping them up early in games. And this was something we saw a lot last year as well. You can tell AJ's saying, let's do some stuff different. Here he is after the game.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, and at times, you can feel like we're being conservative. I don't think it should be like that. I think it should, let your killers do their thing, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but me personally, that's what I would like. Obviously we're gonna run the ball and we're gonna set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run. But we have a lot of good players and I feel like you should just let us go.
All right, AJ, after the game. I mean, look, here's the one thing I'll say on the flip side, because I think what he said will resonate with a lot of people. But here's what I'll say: when they struggled in the first half, it wasn't like they were throwing the ball to the Johnny Wilsons of the world. I mean, they weren't running it effectively. They weren't passing it effectively. I mean, the objective we know is generally to get the ball to Saquon, AJ, or Devontae. It's not that complex. You know, the million-dollar question, of course, is why early couldn't they, and then late they could do nothing but succeed? And we've been down this road before. We've seen this in sports. I mean, how does the Michael Vick offense not move the ball against the Giants in 2010 in the Miracle in the Meadowlands game for 3.5 quarters and that not be stopped for a play in the final 8 minutes? I don't know.
Because it's...
I mean, it's sports.
Because, no, this is football. This is the nature of a game where you've got 11 men on one side, the offense.
Yeah.
If you've got one player who doesn't understand the look,
well, one player messing up can
break
it down
right before the snap. If one player doesn't see that and he goes to the wrong guy, you've got a breakdown that completely destroys the play.
For sure.
Those little things add up, and those little things can cause you to have whatever it was, 34 yards or 33 yards in the first half.
Right.
Like the Eagles did. There's some circumstantial stuff, but there was a lack of energy. There was a lack of, I don't know. There was some, hey, we just need to show up and we're the Eagles. I thought like a little malaise to start the game. Not much, because this team is usually really ready to play. I'm not usually concerned about that at all. And I don't think that's the major issue. I think it's just that was about the worst we've ever seen them play.
Well, the right tackle was killing them until they...
You see how that can create havoc.
No, for sure.
Like we've seen Super Bowls lost.
For two possessions, they had no shot because of the right tackle. And then
Absolutely.
They got him out of there. And
Absolutely.
Then, yeah. Two other adjustments. I mean, they did start running Jalen with design runs. That helped. And they went with tempo. And that obviously helped. James, how fired up are you on this Monday morning?
Oh, my God. Honestly, again, especially because I spent so much of yesterday sure they were going to lose. Yeah. So it just feels so unexpected. It feels like this is the kind of game like you've talked about, literally, probably a top five regular season win in my lifetime, one I'll remember the most, and important for the team against the Rams, all that stuff. But just the swing of thinking I was going to come in here today talking about at first getting our butts whooped and then a bummer of a loss considering they came back and they came, whatever, going to like getting to talk about one of the most fun Eagles wins I've ever seen.
Sure.
I mean, what a swing. Like that, it's so awesome and it changes our whole vibe all week.
It does. And then of course with the NFC, it's big implications because this is one of those teams. Look, think of it this way, guys. The Packers lost yesterday. Eagles beat this team.
Browns.
Yeah. Right.
They scored 10 points on the Browns. Now, the Browns do have some studs on
defensively,
defense.
Yeah. Eagles beat this team, the Rams, yesterday, who's going to be in the hunt. Rams are a good team. There's no question. And the Eagles get the Bucs up ahead on Sunday. Like, that is a chance for a three-banger to knock down teams that are, you know,
3-0 teams
conference contenders.
Too,
yeah. I mean, that's a... Now we'll
49ers
get to the,
are 3-0.
Yeah, maybe they've reestablished a little something.
And that's without Purdy.
It's been ugly, though. I mean,
I'm not a big believer.
I'm not either.
All right, let's go to Bobby in Wilmington. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hold on. One second.
Talk to us, Bobby.
How's everybody doing this morning?
We're fired up, my man.
Oh, guys, let me start off by saying one of the greatest weekends I've had in a long time, and it's partly due to your radio station. I won the tickets back in February to the Sebastian Madagascar show in the city of Ocean. Dude. Friday was awesome. Saturday was awesome. I came home, took a little bit of money away from AC. And, you know, come home Sunday, sit down with my daughter for a change instead of my pop, watch the game. I got a little six-year-old little girl. Dude,
that's awesome.
She was cheering louder than I was.
That's cool,
you talk
Bobby.
About, yeah, she was, her favorite place is Tush Push, Joe. I'm sorry. I know you don't like it,
that's
but I
all right.
She loves it.
Well, you know what?
It
I'll works. I'll just throw this in quickly. What happened on the first two yesterday is going to further embolden those that want to get it out because of it's tough to officiate. That
how do they miss the first one?
It was.
I mean, it was very clear. We
saw
the replay
too.
On in the butt. I'm like, that's clearly a false start.
I thought so too. Right?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
And
by the way,
say,
you could have really cheated because instead of fourth and one, it would have been fourth and six.
100%.
Like the whole game could have been different.
Can I just say, you know, we have Batman on the team right now. We have the Flash.
The Flash.
Jordan Davis, I love you.
I like that. I like that.
Sweetheart.
The
so
Flash.
Let's go. Let's go, Birds.
All right, Bobby.
Let's run it back.
You got it, Bobby. Chris, if anyone wants to comment on the tremendous life and legacy of Bernie Parent, that is certainly on the table as well. We'll talk to Ray Diddy in 5 minutes about Bernie and the Eagles. I'll say this on the Bernie front. I was super sad yesterday to hear the news. I mean, really shocked. I was with Bernie 2 weeks ago at the Darren Dalton Foundation event down in Chesapeake, Maryland, and he was in great spirits. I mean, he was Bernie. I'd asked him how he feels, just knowing he looked a little more on the frail side than I'd seen him before. And I said, how do you feel? And he said, with my hands. And I said, huh? I was so confused. I'm like, huh?
You know,
and he goes, with my hands. I'm like, I got you, Bernie. Like, he was Bernie. He was Bernie. Joe Watson was talking yesterday about how he was in a lot of pain in recent weeks, and I did not know that. But my God, a person.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
What?
Well,
a person. And what a player, obviously.
Just always, he spread good cheer.
He did.
Like, he was just a positive entity that made everyone else feel good. And I was blown away that he was as kind. You know, he always wanted to show his ring
because
everyone wanted to see it.
Yep.
He'll take it off for you if you want. Like, he's just giving of himself. Because he recognizes how important he is to everyone. You remember when we did a side topic that was very, very objectionable by a lot of people?
Okay. What was that?
When we did who's the handsomest man?
Yeah, best looking guy.
First answer we got was Bernie Perron.
Bernie was number one.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he was.
But not. I mean, he's a good looking guy, of course. Yeah. But. It's what he puts out there. Yeah. He is the handsomest human being.
Yeah, look, it's a major loss. And, I mean, he had an incredible life, but it's a major loss, to say the least. He is one of the great athletes of all time in Philly sports. I mean, he and Bobby Clark, obviously, is the two main guys on that team, and Bill Barber. And, you know, if you don't know, Bernie had 30 shutouts in those two seasons combined. Now, think about that. Regular season and postseason combined. He'd 30 shutouts combined in 2 years. That is.
And didn't he have two shutouts to close out both Stanley Cups?
Both Stanley Cups.
Yeah, that's
both
remarkable.
Stanley Cups. He pitched a shutout to win the game. So
you know what? Somebody God and John Clark reposted it, but a lot of us are thinking it. Bernie protected the goalpost yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
I like that. Yeah. Let's listen to how it sounded yesterday here on WIP with Merrill and Mike on the call. It was a. Needless to say, thrilling victory by the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill and Mike on the call. Let's listen.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
It's home sweet home for the Eagles. Lincoln Financial Field, where they've won 11 straight games. Today, they will be challenged to keep it going by the also 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. Back goes Stafford. He's going deep. He wants Adams. He's got him for a touchdown. 44 yards. Stafford to Devontae Adams. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. They got him. McCullough coming in on Hurts, and he didn't have a prayer. Pass comes out in the flat. Williams is going to dance it in. Automatic. Timeout on the field with the score. 26-7. Rams. He's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught. A.J. Brown down near the 30.
That's where you need to go with the football.
Hurts steps up again. He is firing. It's caught. It's a touchdown for Dallas Goedert.
That's what the offense should look like. Now we're clicking.
Back goes Hurts. He's going for Brown. Touchdown! Inside the white pylon.
You've got A.J. Brown out there. He's in a one-on-one. That's a winning situation.
It's fourth down and one. Can they stop him? Tight formation. Nobody split. Down the cool in motion. Handoff goes to Williams, and they shut him down! They stop him in his tracks! This is another short one, 36 yards. Here it is. Ball is spotted. The kick is blocked! It's blocked! And it's bouncing around in the Eagles' helmet. They blocked the kick! It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete! Touchdown! They take Smitty. The lead! Smith!
Smitty!
It's Smith! Devontae Smith!
Smitty.
Into the end zone! They take the lead! Eagles are going for two. They lead 27-26. These 2 points are important because otherwise the Rams can march down and beat them with a field goal. Here's Hurts. Back again. He fires. It is incomplete. Intended for Devontae Smith, so we will have to breathe a little heavier. Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked!
Again.
It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! George Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks. Win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
Just an absolutely unbelievable victory by the Eagles. And obviously we celebrated today. One of the great regular season Eagles games ever, from a comeback standpoint and an ending standpoint. They pulled it off somehow, some way. They got it done. Let's listen to Jordan Davis. This was great last night. NBC, last night, pregame show for Sunday Night Football. Maria Taylor plays the audio of her conversation with Jordan Davis. And while Jordan and Maria Taylor are talking, Jalen Hurts walks in the room. This is great stuff. Listen to Jalen, Jordan, and Maria Taylor last night.
Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We got stuff to get. Jalen Hurts in the building. What else?
Jalen, what's up? It's Maria. Congratulations, bud.
Man, I knew you was gonna make a play, dog.
Come on, man.
Did you know that he ran 18 miles per hour? 18.59.
I'm sure he did. It turned on right when it was supposed to. Go take it to the house, big brother. Go ahead.
Look.
I knew it.
When I saw
you and Jalen Carter line up next together, I said, them Georgia boys about to make a play. I already knew
We talked about it.
That's exactly what it was.
ISO.
Game over.
You heard it here first, man. You heard it here first.
Hey, can I get a go dogs then? One good time, Jordan.
Go dogs. Go dogs.
Go dogs. Go dogs.
Get out of here, Jalen.
That was great. Hurts in the background with the
that
roll
was
side.
So awesome.
Yeah, that was good stuff. That is really, really good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.